It's the Mornings with Ed show, and we welcome you on a Monday. A special treat for us today. We had this guy in studio a couple of months ago and absolutely dug him. Right now, we're all over his latest single called Jealousy. We're going to hear another couple of songs from him. He's multi-talented, man. Not just a great singer-songwriter, but he's in the bourbon business, and we'll talk about that as well. Will you please welcome live from our Julie Lawton studios in the beautiful city of Laguna Beach, this is Tyler Boone.
The song's called Paper Wings.
It's Tyler Boone, Paper Wings, as great as we recall, man, as great as we remember. We welcome him into the studio. Here's the deal. He just moved to Los Angeles. I can't wait to talk to you about the difference between Charleston, South Carolina, and living in Los Angeles. In the meantime, before we get to talk to him, let's hear another song. This one's called Familiar Faces, and it has an interesting writing background. We'll talk about that as well. Familiar Faces, once again, Tyler Boone, live in our studios.
Saw
That's Tyler Boone live in our Julie Lawton studios here in Laguna Beach, KX93.5. Let's have Tyler come on in for a great conversation here. I got a bunch of stuff I want to ask him. In the meantime, though, I think you're going to like this song. It's called Make It Right.
Can't seem to get out. I've met my heroes. They always let you down. Oh, it's only wrong if you let them figure you out. I'm going crazy. I can't feel a thing. This is how I'm supposed to be. Brothers, they know who they are. I've never seen them and afraid we got too far. Too far, too far, too far, too far. Drop the anchor and pull. Heavy, can only drag my feet. Oh, hang me up, pull me off my knees. I'm going crazy, I can't feel a thing. This is how I'm supposed to be.
I'm supposed to.
making my entrance, but you can't hear a sound. Oh, life gets hard and you still can't seem to get out.
That's Tyler Boone and Make It Right. We've got Tyler live in studio with us. Tyler, originally from Charleston, South Carolina. Now, a Los Angeles guy. Is this right?
Yes, sir. Moved in last Wednesday.
Nice. Welcome, man.
Thank you very much.
We missed you when you weren't here, so I'm guessing, yeah, this is going to work out just fine, man.
Well, it was really cool because you guys didn't have the live session studio yet.
Right.
Still construction. And then I hit Alyssa up. I was like, hey, well, you guys picked up my new single, Jealousy. And I was like, hey, I'm moving to town. She goes, let's get you the first week you're here.
Yeah.
So she booked me on the Monday after I was here.
So you landed the plane. You're not even unpacked yet, really.
Dude, all my stuff's all over the place.
Did you find a good spot in L.A.?
I've been dating a girl long distance in L.A.
Oh.
So I'm doing with her.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. All right.
And she's got, like, the most incredible spot right in the middle of, like, proper Hollywood, not West Hollywood.
Right.
We could walk out and, like, sunset's not too far if we want to go to sunset. Right. But I'm already learning, like, the spots to not go to because now you live here. You
right, know what I
mean? But now, when you visited, you went there. No, we don't go there. I'm like, okay, sure. It's cool.
So how much better is a close-distance relationship than long-distance, man? It's so much better.
Definitely get to know each other a lot better.
Right.
But, man, the thing is, too, is she's awesome. She works the industry, too. We met in New Orleans on New Year's Eve is what it was.
Oh, man.
A couple years ago. But it's cool because we also work together. She does music projects too, man. It's great. So
right.
It's cool.
Right on. Now, are you at the point in the relationship where you can collaborate on a song?
No. she hasn't played in years. She was a bass player.
All right.
But we collaborate on like projects, like events and like promotions and radios. And like I have a company, Artist Formula, that works really incredibly well with Spotify.
Right.
And so, like, we do that all the time, and it's cool.
I was just going to ask you about that. You're doing stuff with Spotify. You just did a special project you finished with Spotify?
Actually, it's cool. No, I got asked to do one.
Okay.
I had to sign an NDA, all that stuff. I could have talked about it yesterday. You
know? But you can't talk about it now. Oh, man, I missed you by 24 hours.
But dude, it's Spotify, I think, and I was talking to some manager guy a couple days ago. Like, you know, they won. Like, Spotify is just like, because the biggest thing about Spotify is the ticker.
Right.
So as a musician, you can go, hey, man, I got 10,000 million streams.
Right.
And I got this many monthly. And then it's just, you know, it's just the coolest way, I think, to consume music. I mean, supposedly, and I know we're getting off track here, but supposedly Apple iTunes is going away.
Okay.
Supposedly. Ooh. They're gonna launch other apps to save your music because you bought the music.
Right.
So you got to still be able to play it.
Right.
But, you know, like, that's the biggest concern for everybody. But supposedly, like, downloads are gone in a couple of years.
Wow. Where are you hearing this stuff, man?
Just
the smoking man on the X-Files.
Yeah, just
next to
researching. It's crazy.
Now, the song Paper Wings, you're talking about numbers, man. The Paper Wings, the first song you did for us,
it's
got almost a million hits, man. Wow.
That's something that you could, hey, man.
You can monetize that,
you can,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
But the thing is, though, too, man, is what Spotify does show is bands, like back in the day, remember MySpace days?
Yeah.
All these bands also one day had a million spins, and you thought they were famous, but then people were messing with it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And then, like, Facebook likes, people can mess with it. You know, everyone can mess with, but Spotify really can't. Well, you can. You can go home every night and spin your song.
Right.
But if you have, like, 200 monthly listeners, you got a half a million spins, they go, oh, that's fake.
Right.
So it's able to kind of check it. So
okay.
It's like the music industry standard. Be like, all right, cool. That new band from LA, whoever it is, they're killing it. You know?
Right.
So that's why I think Spotify is the biggest thing too. You know,
right.
But it's also scary because you got guys out there who are like, hey, give me this much money, get on a playlist. Yeah. It's a crazy world.
I get it. And so the song Paper Wings, tell me about that song.
That was the first song I wrote when I moved to Nashville.
Okay.
So I was listening to it was the Ryan Adams remake of Taylor Swift, 1989 came out that week when I moved there. It was a crazy time too. My roommate didn't show up. My buddy's like, hey, man, we're going out on Broadway tonight. And I was like, dude, I can't. I actually have to move back to Charleston. My roommate's not here. I can't afford rent on my own.
Right.
It was a crazy day. And he goes, no, man. His name is Chris Wilcox. He's an awesome songwriter, too. And he's like, dude, you come stay in my house. I got an extra room. I was like, what? And so I moved in. I was all kind of like sad and like, ooh, this sucks. But I remember he was like, dude, you got to listen to this album. We really bonded because we just listened to all this music all the time.
Right.
The Foo Fighter album, Song of Highways, came out. I remember that Gary Clark Jr. was doing a lot of crazy stuff. He was all about Ryan Adams, and I listened to it, and it was cool because it was just like these chords. You could tell it was like on a capo way up.
Right.
And so I wrote that, and then we went to the studio maybe 2 months later, and that was the first one we did, and then that one did pretty well on the radio, and then It got on a Bravo TV show too, like a couple years ago. That stuff's fake, just like you guys know.
Okay.
And I did that, and I didn't want to do the show.
Right.
But I was working with a record label guy in Atlantic, and he was like, "Hey, man, you know, he's like, if you want them to leave you alone, just tell them, hey, man, put my song on the show, and they'll probably say no, and they'll be done bothering you." Because I didn't want to do the, it was called Night My Ex. It was totally fake. And they're like, "No, we'll put your song on the show." And I was like, "Crap." So I went and did it. But that song was really cool because it's kind of just done really well. But that was a very pretty tune. It's not exactly country. It's kind of Americana.
Okay. So it's neat. Now, was that the song that was put into the HBO show?
No. I just did this thing on HBO.
Oh, tell me about HBO.
So I did, and it's Danny McBride.
Okay.
He lives in Charleston.
Yeah, he's funny. We love him.
He's really funny, dude. Man. And then Walton Goggins, the other guy.
Okay.
Have you ever seen Vice Principals?
I haven't.
So it's really funny. It's just like Eastbound and Down.
Okay.
But it's just the two principals trying, they're gunning to be the principal.
Okay.
And it's all this crazy, like drugs and all this stuff. It's just a stupid show, you know? And so they were, the scene I was in, and my twin brother, you know, we're the same height.
Right.
And he was working on the show, and he's like, "Hey, man, like, I was about to move to Nashville. I was really poor." And he's like, "Hey, man, like, you know, just be an extra. You make some cash."
Right.
And then, but the director, what I've learned in that world, they'll go, "You know what? We need something. Hey, you two, come here."
Right.
And so I walked up to them, and they were tripping on something. It was all fake, but
right. They're
like walked through like a football crowd, and I screamed like, "Yeah, man!" And then they turned around. My brother was in this Marvel suit. This guy, they flew this guy in, and it was like this $10,000 suit. They put him in, looked like a devil.
Right.
And so obviously they morphed it in the post-edit stuff, but it was awesome. But then it also sucked because if you get a line, you get $1,000. I was like, "Oh my God, I need $1,000 to move to Nashville." Right. But they didn't mic me.
Oh.
And it was like 5 a.m, too. So everyone's kind of really tired.
Right.
And so then my first day ever on set, I was like, "I got a line." And I walk up and I was like, "Here you go, sir." And he goes, "Were you mic'd?" "Nope, here's $75. I was like, "No." But it was still really cool. Right. There's like a GIF or GIF, whatever you call it.
Right.
A GIF out there with us, like, you know, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. And I'm glad that you brought that up. GIF or GIF, man. I call them both. It's a GIF.
I don't know.
Yeah. I am so behind the times there, man. I swear to you. The second song we heard you do live was called Familiar Faces. You mentioned Sonic Highways and the Foo Fighters album earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
When I heard Familiar Faces, man, it sounded like something out of their Austin episode, man. I'm not even kidding, dude. It sounded great.
Well, thank you so much.
Tell me about that song.
That song no longer is out because I want to go recut it.
Okay.
When I wrote it in 2014, I just sounded too young.
Right.
And the recording, I think, was too young. My buddy Jeff did it. He rocked it. But I'd like to do it again. But I wrote it with Mark Bryan from Hoot and the Blowfish.
Okay.
He was living in Charleston. He was a school teacher at College Charleston I went to. And we did that, and it was really neat, and he played a mandolin on it. And then we got to play that song together, open up for the Avett Brothers.
Oh, sweet.
That was awesome.
Sweet.
That was really cool. Like, he didn't even show me, but he just showed up. I mean, he was Mark, you know, in Charleston, they're like legends, you know.
Right.
So he just showed up to the show, and he had his mandolin, and it was really cool. But that song, I think I want to recut that in probably the next thing I do in L.A., because that song, I love that song. I never play it anymore. Because the stuff you guys have is more of the rock stuff.
Right.
And I think I need more of the acoustic stuff.
It sounded beautiful here, man. I was digging that song,
Thank
man. I was moving. I actually closed my eyes during most of it. I'm like, it was one of those songs, man. Right on.
Cool.
So how's Boone's Bourbon doing right now?
Boone's Bourbon is doing.
Right.
It's when you get in the craft spirit business.
Right.
It's awesome because when it's new, people take it, but then it's just a business,
right?
I guess what I'm getting at is because when it first started, like, oh my God, we're getting checks, but then you start getting more states, and that's the beautiful part, and that's the idea behind for me is because I tour,
right?
Like, we're about to get Arizona, and I was there last week,
okay,
and we just got Texas 2 weeks ago.
Oh, sweet.
But then, you know, we're talking about Shark Tank before this. They
right.
talk about you need capital and all stuff. When you get money, it's just you can't touch it, or you have to just put it back into it. So.
Right.
The thing is that I guess the short answer or long whatever is that it's going awesome.
Okay.
It's just, but when you look at other big brands, like, and the thing is too, is distributors, they decide that's the one they're going to push. There's one out called Screwball.
Okay.
And it's peanut butter whiskey and it tastes nasty.
Wow.
But you go anywhere in the country, it's out.
I got to be honest with you. Peanut butter, anything other than just peanut butter, tastes nasty, man.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You're right, man. It's like peanut butter flavor. And you go I was in Austin. On the way, because I drove here when I moved here, I had all these meetings, and I was in Nashville, Austin, I was in Phoenix, and every bar I went to had it. And it's just, I guess when you look at that, you're like, dude, like this tastes so much better, you know. But when a big distributor gets behind it, you know, so you have to deal with that. So you have to cut through the noise. But then also what's cool, though, what we do is, you know, a lot of time when there's a musician's behind it, you know, they just get a royalty. They don't really care.
Right.
But I get to go, hey, I actually own this thing. And then people get, oh, wow, cool. What's up, man? Shake hands. We'll pick up a case.
Right.
Like, I'm going to go over here after that. Like
right across the street.
All right, I get it. I get it. That's a smart move, man. You know? That's a smart move.
Now,
let me ask you. Let's say you go on Shark Tank, and one of these sharks, let's say it's Mark Cuban, goes, you know what? I can put you inside where the Dallas Mavericks play. But I want 51%. Is that a deal that you can make or no?
Well, I kind of had a Shark Tank thing happen without the TV show. And it was this lady, Pixie Paul, and she's actually my manager now.
Okay.
And she wanted 51, and she'll probably find this hilarious. But I was like, no, you get 49. You know what I mean?
There you go.
And because I just didn't want to give it up. Right. You know what I mean? But like, you know, but when it comes to a shark, though,
right?
The idea, well, I think the truth with them is that, you know, it's you're getting more than just the money.
Right.
You're getting them like, hey, I'm Mark Cuban or Mr. Wonderful.
Right.
And they can go boom, 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 and then everyone's going to go, yeah, they're behind it.
You're getting their abilities to push buttons.
There's a value to it, man. It's turnkey. Like, I got you in, man.
Right.
Like, if I've had a bad Beth and Beyond product, they always talk about that. I'm obsessed with the show now. I watched like 5 episodes last night.
Right.
You know, yeah, man, for sure. Because, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, man, you could work so hard to maybe hit one, or you can have someone take it off. And then if you probably do very well, you could do a different project, you know. Right. So, but it's going well. Thanks for asking.
Right on. Musically, what's in the future here? What are we doing next?
Well, that song Make It Right dropped a month ago, which is pretty cool.
Okay.
The next musical thing, gonna go hit the studio, I would hope, by the end of the year.
Okay.
And, you know, my thing is singles.
Right.
Because I just went to radio 2 months ago with Jealousy.
Right.
So everything's kind of slowing down, so I'm trying to prep for early next year. Right. I might have a couple more dates coming up, but my biggest thing now, and it's always cool to do this, especially the way I think I do stuff, is spend a lot of money promoting something.
Right.
And then while you're doing that, you're writing songs.
Yeah.
And so I already kind of got some tunes where I'm like, all right, cool. So then when I was driving over here, my mom called me and I was like all stressed, like, oh, mom, like business and stuff. And then I was like, you know what? Then I pulled up here and I was like, oh, because like I got to do something music today. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm going to get back to writing, and then I'm probably early next year put something else out. Because you're always doing, you're touring, you're not writing.
Right.
So I think the next music thing is writing, and that makes things feel so much better.
And I noticed when you pulled your car up here in front of the studio, I have that calming effect on people. I look at him. He looks calm now.
Got out. I was like, yes, thank God.
We're talking to Tyler Boone. If you're missing any portion of this, you go right to the KX93.5 website. I will podcast this and have it up a little bit later on under the Mornings with Ed tab. Tyler, how do our listeners find you online, and where do we find your music? Where do we find you?
I love the Spotify, but you can go to tylerboonemusic.com.
Okay.
And also you can go to check out drinkboonsbourbon.com. It all has the music stuff on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, just all the stores, Pandora, Spotify, all that good stuff. But just Tyler Boone.
Right.
You know, I'm now a Southern California resident.
Yeah, man. And here's the deal, man. You're close enough now. Just drop into the studio anytime, man. Anytime you want to come back, I invite you to drop by, man.
It was such an easy drive. Oh, dude. It was awesome.
Yeah. And if you have an opportunity, look at this beautiful day out there, man. Get out there and enjoy a little bit of it.
Yo, no, I'm like, my girlfriend's like, you're going to come back up? I was like, I'm going to hang out in Laguna.
Yeah. Me and Ed are going to go paddleboarding, man.
Yeah.
Right on. Tyler Boone, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
All right, man.
Cheers.